read, read books, books. Read, read books, books. Read, read books, books. Hold them in your hand, and you'll hippity hoppity clippity cloppity off to a different land.
I was just telling our next guest how good it is to see him in person. It's wonderful to welcome our family of booksellers back to the studio, which we've been doing, and it's nice to have everybody vaccinated and back and talking about books and hearing wonderful stories about how their stores are doing so well. Jim Havner is with us, and he is the man behind the Green Toad Bookstore in Oneonta, New York. It is Tuesday, even though your body may tell you it's Monday because of that pesky holiday, but it is Tuesday, and it's time for book picks from our independent bookseller of the week. And Jim, you're it. You join us this morning to present a list of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves, and we are thrilled you are here this morning. Welcome. I can't tell you how good it is to see you.
Thank you. Good morning. It's great to see you as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much. You have some terrific books here. Where would you like to begin?
I'd like to start with a new book by Clint Smith, How the Word is Passed, A Reckoning with the History of Slavery.
All right.
Smith starts in his hometown of New Orleans, and he leads the reader on an unforgettable tour of monuments and landmarks that offer an intergenerational story of how slavery has been shaping our nation's collective history and ourselves. He starts at Monticello Plantation in Virginia, where letters written by Jefferson espousing liberty was producing while he was enslaving 400 individuals. He goes on to the story of Whitney Plantation, one of the only plantations museums in the country devoted to preserving the experience of enslaved people who live and work to sustain it. He also goes to a place like Angola, a former plantation turned maximum security prison, where the primarily black prisoner population work for no pay in chain gangs. This book is deeply researched, and it's an exploration of slavery's legacy into its imprint on centuries of American history. Smith's debut work is a landmark of reflection and insight that offers a new understanding of the hopeful role that memory and history play in making sense.
The name of the book is How the Word is Passed. It is by Clint Smith. Excellent. All right.
Our next book is Wayward, a novel by Dana Spiota, who teaches at Syracuse University and actually used to have a really fine restaurant in Cherry Valley, New York. Her new book comes on the heels of 2016 of the election. Samantha Raymond's life begins to come apart. Her mother is ill. Her teenage daughter is increasingly remote. And at 52, she's finding herself staring into the mids, facing contemplation of motherhood, mortality, and in this case, the unraveling of the nation. When she falls in love with a decrepit house in a neighborhood in Syracuse, she buys it on a whim and flees suburbia. Wayward is a stunning novel about aging, about the female body, and about the female complexity in the age of Trump. It's probing and provocative. It's brainy and sensual. It is a testament to our weird, off-kilter America.
The name of the book is Wayward. It's by Dana Spiota, and it is now out. Sounds fascinating. I didn't realize she was as local as that.
Oh, yes, very much so.
Very cool.
Yeah. One of our best books I loved was Eat the Document. I don't know if
you're
familiar with
that.
Yes, I
do.
Yes, yeah. I really love that book. Yes.
Good stuff.
Yes. Another debut novel I have is from an English writer, Rainbow Milk by Paul Mendez. It's an essential and revelatory coming-of-age story from an exciting new voice. Rainbow Milk follows 19-year-old Jesse McCarthy as he grapples with his racial and sexual identities against the backdrop of his Jehovah's Witness upbringing. In the 1950s, ex-boxer Norman Alonzo is a determined and humble Jamaican who emigrates with his wife to Britain to secure a brighter future for his children. Jesse's son, at the turn of the millennium, seeks a fresh start in London, escaping a broken family, a repressive religious community, and his depressed hometown in the industrial black country of England. But once he arrives, he finds himself at a loss for a new center of gravity. He turns to sex work, music, and art, and in this creation, he finds his own notion of love, masculinity, and spirituality. It's a wholly original novel, and is as tender as it is visceral. Rainbow Milk is a bold reckoning in the young search for identity and wholeness.
The name of the book is Rainbow Milk. It is by Paul Mendez, and it is now out. All right.
Okay, I have another debut novel, and this one will really get you. It's called Falling from T.J. Newman. Just imagine you've just boarded a flight to New York. There are 143 other passengers on board. What you don't know is that 30 minutes before your flight, your pilot's family was kidnapped. The only way the family will survive is if the pilot follows his orders and crashes the plane. Enjoy the flight.
Have fun.
T.J. Newman was a flight attendant and started writing this book as she was sitting in the jump seat during flights and watching everybody fall asleep and read their books. It's an incredible scary book to read.
You know, everything about this publishing story is amazing. It's just one of those fairy tale stories. I had the great fortune for an upcoming book show to talk to TJ. We taped the interview on Friday. The book is out today, yes. Officially out today. And one of the things that is so the story itself is amazing, but the backstory of how so she's she is she wants to be an actress.
Right.
She goes to New York, and things don't work out that great. So she goes home. Her sister and her mom are both flight attendants. They say. And they live in Arizona. Why don't you become a flight attendant? So she becomes a flight attendant. She does very well in this. She's there for 10 years. And while, as you say, she's doodling on cocktail napkins. And one of the cool things that she has in her possession is she will show, and many publications have already printed it, the cocktail napkin where the original idea of the novel,
yes.
came about. That's fascinating. And then she was rejected 41 times.
41 times, yes.
And then finally, a very prestigious agent took a look at it, said, okay, I think we can do something with this. Got her a two-book deal, seven figures, a two-book deal. And then it goes in a bidding war for Hollywood. They're already making the film. Universal got it. And this woman's life has changed in a matter of 2 months. And it is, that's a fairy tale. And then, oh, by the way, the book is really, really good.
It is.
It's just amazing. It's an amazing story. She's amazing, and the book is really good. Because you could still have that story, and the book could be lousy, but that's not the case.
And who of us haven't been flying on a flight and think of what's going on outside this tube that we're flying at hundreds of miles an hour?
You're absolutely right. And the other thing that she does, which I think is beautiful, and we talk about it in our conversation, but she makes this point in the book, is very much humanizes the flight attendants and talks about the importance of their job.
Right.
Out of their 6-week training to be a flight attendant, one day is spent on how to serve peanuts and drinks. The rest of it is how to keep you secure.
Right.
That's the important part of their job.
Right.
And it's just fascinating. It's Falling by T.J. Newman. All right, last book.
The last book I have is something that grounds us. Finding the Mother Tree, Discovering the Wisdom of the Forest by Suzanne Simard. It's very similar to a book called The Hidden Life of Trees that came out a couple of years ago and that was very, very popular. But it's very, very different and I think a much deeper and more restorative work. Simon is a pioneer on the frontier of plant communication and intelligence, a scientist. She's been compared to Rachel Carson. Science has been hailed as a special way of conveying complex technical ideas in a way that is dazzling and profound. Now, this is her first book, and she brings us into the intimate world of trees, in which she brilliantly illuminates the fascinating and vital truths that trees aren't simply the source of timber and pulp, which our books are made of, but are a complicated interdependent circle of life. Forests are social cooperative creatures connected through underground networks by which trees communicate their vitality and vulnerabilities with communal life not very different from our own as people. Simard writes of her own life. She was born and raised in a logging world in the rainforests of British Columbia, where she developed a respect and love for them. She writes of her scientific quest. She writes of her own journey as well, of love and loss, of observation and change, and risk and reward, and makes us understand how a deeply scientific inquiry exists beyond data and technology. That is about understanding who we are and our place in the world. We come to see the true connectedness of the mother tree and the essence of us as humans and our survival within this part of Mother Nature.
It's a terrific book and a very, very interesting, and you just didn't know all the stuff was going on. It is Finding the Mothering Tree by Suzanne Simard. For more information on Green Toad Bookstore and the great work they do, you can go to their website, greentoadbookstore.com. Anything people should know beside what we just talked about?
We're back full strength, and lots of people are coming in, and we'd love to see you.
GreenToadBookstore.com. Jim, thank you very much for being with us. A great
pleasure.
Thank
you. It's great to be back.